Christmas will not be the happiest season for everyone this year. For some, this year might be the first Christmas without a loved one. For some, Christmas is a reminder of poverty, or an abusive husband, or an alcoholic father, a cold-hearted mother. It's the reminder of a prodigal child who is yet to return home. It's the reminder of a poor decision made in the past with the consequences of loneliness during seasons like this. For some of you, Christmas is a painful reminder of sin and shame in your life. You may not have a family to gather with because of choices you made in the past, and you wonder if it's even possible to be delivered from the stain and shame of sin. The truth is that at one time or another, we've all been chained into the prison of sin. If you'll remember, the wise men have just met Jesus as a baby child, worshiped him, and then headed back home. They were supposed to go back to a king named Herod and inform him of where the baby-born king of the Jews was located. But they were redirected by God. And God, here in our text, directs Joseph, the baby's father, to take Jesus and the family into Egypt in order to keep the baby protected from Herod's evil scheme. And the Holy Spirit tells us this in Matthew chapter 2, verse 15, that this was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." Well, this seems strange, and what's going on here with this prophet? Well, the quote is taken from an Old Testament prophet named Hosea. But why did Hosea mention this? Well, in order to know that answer, we need to know the context of Hosea. Hosea is the true story of a man who marries a woman who would not be faithful to him. She abandons her husband along with her children in order to pursue the lifestyle of a prostitute. And after years of this lifestyle, she ends up in a brothel of sorts and on the auction block. And to her surprise, who is in the audience but her husband, Hosea, who is the highest bidder, purchases his own wife out of slavery, takes her home, and loves her unconditionally. God puts this true account into motion to demonstrate to his children, Israel, his unfading love for them. They are the unfaithful wife, and God is the compassionate, patient husband who will not abandon his people. And to remind them of his unconditional love, Hosea speaks for God and says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son." God is reminding his people that he has been faithful to them from the beginning, when they were imprisoned under the rule of a cruel leader, when they were prisoners in chains, God miraculously delivered them. Egypt was a picture of the world system, the prison of sin, that no matter how hard they tried, they could not break free from those shackles. It was going to take a miracle to deliver them, and that's just what God did, and he called them out of Egypt. But all of that served as a picture, Matthew says, that there was a greater fulfillment hidden in that reality that can now be seen in Jesus. There is a new and greater exodus that will occur, and it will be led by Jesus. He is the one who can set you free from the shackles of sin. We're all born into this world as picked flowers. The moment you pick a flower, it dies because it's been cut off from its life source. And that's how we are born into this world, flowers separated from our source of life. We may look pretty for a while, but it won't take long for the seeds of death to become evident in our lives. It becomes obvious that we are prisoners of sin, and we can't set ourselves free. We need a deliverer, and that's what God is promising here. God's ultimate demonstration of love for us in delivering us miraculous is seen in Jesus. As you pray today, please remember Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Kapar Life Word broadcast heard in Tanzania.